Hello everyone, welcome to your learning capsule. Today I'm going to talk and share some valuable learnings from habit number 5. Habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. So before we offer advice or suggest solutions or effectively interact with another person in a way, we must seek to deeply understand them and their perspective through empathetic listening. So the biggest problem in communication is we do not listen to understand, but we listen to reply. Let's say you go to an eye specialist and tell him that you've been having trouble seeing clearly. And he takes off his glasses, hands them to you and says, here, try these. They've been working fine for me for years. You put them on, but they only make the problem worse. What are the chances you would go back to that specialist? Unfortunately, we do the same thing in our everyday interactions with others. We prescribe a solution before we understand the problem. We assume and start giving solutions. Habit 5 says that we must seek first to understand, then to be understood. In order to seek to understand, we must learn to listen. We can simply use one technique to understand someone. In fact, if a person senses that we are manipulating him or her, they will question our motives and will no longer feel safe opening up to us. So what needs to be done? You have to build the skill of empathetic listening on a base of character that inspires openness and trust. To listen empathetically requires a fundamental paradigm shift. We typically seek first to be understood. Like I said, most people listen with the intent to reply, not to understand. So what does the communication expert say? They say communication is divided into three parts. Only 10% of our communication is represented by our words, 30% is represented by our sounds, and 60% is represented by our body language. So during communicating, it is important we display and showcase good body language because it contributes 60%. What happens when we listen? When we listen, we tend to respond in one of these four ways. 1. Evaluate, agree or disagree with what is said. Probe, ask questions from our own frame of reference. Advise, give counsel based on our own experience. And interpret, try to figure out the person's motives and behaviors based on our own motives and behavior. But if we replace these types of responses with empathetic listening, we see dramatic results in improved communication. It takes time to make this shift, but it doesn't take long to practice empathetic listening. The second part of Habit 5 is then to be understood. It's all about understanding when it is your turn to be understood. You will be understood if you have achieved the following. You have taken the time to truly understand the other person's frame of reference. The other person trusts you based on your previous interaction. You present a good logical reasoning. So, what are the key takeaways? Be empathetic. Someone is daring to share their thoughts and beliefs with you. Give the speaker your undivided attention and acknowledge the message. Recognize the non-verbal communication. Show that you are listening. Use your own body language and gestures to convey your attention. Smile and use other facial expressions. Nod occasionally. Note your posture and make sure it is open and inviting. And encourage the speaker to continue with maybe a small verbal comment of your own. And remember, defer judgment. Don't interrupt with counter-arguments. And finally, respond appropriately. Be open, honest in your responses. Assert your opinions respectfully. So I hope I was able to explain you the Habit 5. Thank you so much for listening. And in my next podcast, I shall talk about Habit number 6, Synergize. Have a nice day.